Tommy Wren woke up at the Kansai Palace. Tommy Wren woke up in an upstairs Kansai Palace rock garden in Tokyo in 2022. Anthony Albanese, who swiftly was just sworn in as Australian Prime Minister and who had at once flown here for the Quad meeting, leant pale on his arm. Resting from the deft politeness of India, America and Japan, the reciprocal suavity of Penny Wong. Albanese appeared condensed by the tension. He seemed an older, thinner, calmer man. "Do you know this place is haunted?" asked Turin. "Kishida Fumio has lately moved back in, but previous prime ministers described victims of assassins drifting in the rooms and there was a Shinto exorcism." Albanese said, "These ornamental rocks are ghosts in stone." He had not expected gloom and was grateful for Tom, but sympathised. He was sympathetic in his bones. "Is it hard for you to be here, having spent so much time on the Burma Railway and seeing the atomic bomb explode in scarlet silence over Nagasaki? Batman, they called it, as you always warned me of that cataclysm. I have opposed nuclear power without exception." He pronounced things with attention like Nye Bevan, who used his stutter to enforce his reason. Yuren had known at once that Albanese's tensions could be harnessed to emphasise his passion, even when Anthony was poverty gauche and young. He answered, "No, I am relaxed now in Japan. Your opposition to the Iraq war being as strong as mine, you will be amused that near us is the room where Bush brought up his dinner in the then PM Miyazawa's lap." It was a sign of being humane, Albanese thought, that the way that kind-spirited Tom would comfort with wry anecdotes of the high ones. Carved with words, there was indeed a palace in design for the this was indeed a palace in design for the highest of the high ones. Cats like chiselled nouns basked together, guarding. With their emperor's frown outside, two ornamental owls at the door had shown all who entered their gaunt sneer of possession. But Yuren thought they'd the look of a COVID victim. His friend was obliged to have survived that germ at once, but Yuren gripped his elbow with compassion for all holding it together and felt admiration that you have refused to rule out lockdown if necessary despite imperial capitalism. Tom chattered on, "And I agree with the great Imran Khan that India's decision to buy bargain Russian oil would have been right too for Pakistan." Albanese also found that reassuring. "Everyone here might not always be gladly lent upon. We can comfort with a trade deal, not the real one. I will tell you what happens about Julian Assange and not discussing war on China when I return to you in this artful maze of stones." He breathed out shortly in a way that to Yuren was reminiscent of the boxer that he had been, contracting in to prepare for the last round.